And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, October 14th, 2017. It is Season 11, Episode 39. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome to the show, everybody.
Take two.
I know, right? I swear, I get here at like 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the afternoon I get here to get prepared, right?
Yeah.
To get prepared. And then this happens.
It's part of our charm.
When you're just not prepared for it. Making sure all my devices are... You think I hadn't been here for 3 hours already?
Yeah. Well, you did say you had work downstairs before you get one when you got here.
I know, but I took care of that, and I was up here doing practically nothing. Anyway, before we get started with the show, we have to do this. There we go. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228, 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links. To get in touch with us, you can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can find us on Facebook at InGameChat. You can find Matt on Twitter at...
IGC Matt. I had to think about it for a second. I'm like, I don't know, grumpy old man.
No. Is there numbers involved, or is it just
no,
IGC
it's just
Matt?
At IGC Matt.
Yeah. Are you on Twitter, RJ? You're on Twitter, RJ.
Barely.
Okay, he's barely on Twitter.
Forewarned, if people follow me on Twitter,
I think it's
RJ
IGC. I think yeah, that should.
Yeah,
be
you it. Are. I believe you are. I think I follow you.
Yeah. I think it's been about a year since I've been on Twitter.
You'll reach all of us just by going to at InGameChat.
Yeah.
You can also find us on Facebook there as well. You can email us, everyone, at InGameChat.net. Mm-hmm. We are streaming right now on Twitch. Go to Twitch.tv, and then you can type in InGameChat in the search bar on the Twitch page, and you'll be able to find us there and join in the chat room live while we broadcast, and then watch the show live while we broadcast as well. A certain thing about the email, we have been getting some emails, and I need to find it. Melissa, and I don't recognize the last name.
What's the last name?
Somer, S-O-M-E-R. I don't recognize the last name. Anyway, Melissa sent us a couple of emails about...
Really?
Doing, yeah, has it just been to me or has it been to the... No, it's just been to me.
I was going to say, because I don't remember seeing anything.
Yeah. She keeps asking if we're going to do a review for Final Fantasy XV, A New Empire, which looks like it's an app. It's a phone app or something.
Oh, geez.
And she sent an email a long time ago about it.
I just got a new follower.
And I, honestly, I kind of thought it might have been spam or something. Like, here, go download this new app for blah, whatever it was. And then she did a follow-up email saying, well, you guys going to do it? So, let me answer your email. No, we're not. I mean, if one of these guys are interested in doing that, go right ahead, but...
I think that's more RJ's thing.
I'm not
what,
a Final
Fantasy?
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Final Fantasy. Come
you
on,
love
man.
It.
I'm not a Final Fantasy guy, and I'm really not a phone app guy either, with the exception of like my puzzle games. STM Fuller says it's a free-to-play phone app. It's garbage. There's your review.
All right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Melissa, and I appreciate the emails, and I'm sorry that I didn't pay more attention to them when you had sent them before, but... But yeah, we don't normally do the phone app stuff.
Except, I think you did that Mario Run.
I didn't really do a review on it. It took it a year before I would buy the thing, because they finally took it down from $10 to $5. And even that, I was like, ew, that's a lot of money. But I don't think it's getting any lower.
I've been doing Fallout Shelter.
Totally free, right?
Yeah. But I mean, you know,
have you spent money on it though?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
just time. I'm almost to the point where I think I'm done with it because I have like the max number of dwellers. I'm just now it's just a matter of just leveling everyone up to 50. And
I was playing. I was playing a game this way. Okay, so for the past 3 years, maybe 2 years, I'm not sure. I've been playing that Clicker Heroes game, and it's been on a web browser, and it's one of those infinite clicker things. You just keep clicking, and then you. Then once you've got enough click, or each click gives you a thing of gold, and then once you got enough gold, you can buy an auto clicker, and then once you have enough gold, you can buy a more powerful clicker, and then you just it just gets, you know, just multiplies. You remember the cookie game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All too well.
I'm going in that direction with it. And so for the past, like, I don't know, like 2-3 years, I've just been doing that. And then, of course, I found out you can edit your save file to do whatever you want to it. And so I'd been editing the save file to, like, give me all sorts of things so I can just sit there and watch it, you know, go as high as it can possibly go.
And what's the end point to this?
There is no end point to it. Exactly.
Yeah.
So earlier this week, I started playing a game about paperclips.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this.
No.
But it's another one of those, like, cookie clicker things. It's like, you know, you go to a web page and here, make a click to make a paperclip, and you click it. You make a paperclip. Congrats, you got a paperclip.
Can you name it Clippy?
Well, no, but then you could sell that paperclip and make money. And so you click again to make another one and another one and another one. And soon you get enough to money to where you can buy an auto paperclip maker. So you do that and it makes them. And then you have to buy the wire to supply to make the paperclip. And
we need to come up with something stupid like that.
Well, it's totally free. There's no money involved. But you just keep going and it gets into these astronomical figures and all these weird things start happening. And so I went through for about 2 days. I went through this whole thing. And got it to the point where I had basically turned everything in the world to material being able to make paper clips out of.
Okay.
Once you did that, everything reset, and it's like, okay, are you ready to buy a paperclip factory? And then it, like, started the process over again, but on a larger scale, like 10 times now, because you're making factories to build more paper clips and to sell those. I was like, no, I'm not going down this rabbit hole. And I clicked the X button on my browser to close that window. I was like, I'm not doing it. And when I did that, I went over to my clicker game that I've been doing for like 3 years. And I was like, you know what? Same thing here.
Uninstall.
And it was a browser web page.
Okay.
But I kept the thing up there forever. I was like, click, not doing this anymore either. So, I mean, I saved my file in case I ever go back to it. But I was like, nope. Let's get off that treadmill.
Yeah.
I felt clean again.
Liberated?
Yeah. Mm. I felt really clean again. like
you got me thinking of Katamari Damacy. Now how big can you make this thing go? Just keep building and building and building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's always that clip. You just keep clicking and clicking until you get to a
I mean, look, if you go to it, let me see if I can find it so I can show you guys. I'll throw it in the chat room and you can see what I'm doing. Paper clip. There it is, paperclip clicker. I mean, it knows exactly what I'm doing. Mm. Yeah, there was a lot of news stories about it this past week.
You say about 2-3 years you were doing this?
Oh no, that was Clicker Heroes.
Oh, Clicker Heroes, okay.
Yeah, that's actually on Steam, which was interesting to see.
Hmm.
It's free on Steam, but I was like, how does it work on Steam? So I'm going to post this link. There's the link in the chat room for you guys called Universal Paper Clips. And you can go to it and start doing your thing. And it's, you
can universally paperclip.
Careful with that, Mike. We changed the thing. Yeah. So when you grab it like that.
I was going up here.
Yeah. No. It's totally picked up. Yeah.
Oh, does it?
Because it doesn't have a shock mount like RJ's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It doesn't have a shock. Well, you don't have your headphones on, so you can't hear any of this.
They broke.
Really?
Well, yeah, I need to get them to.
What is that?
The hinge broke on them.
About two weeks ago. A lot like mine did the other day when this ear kept.
Well, the whole earpiece came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's just dangling by a wire. And
well, there are headphones over on that thing. They have the problem where this doesn't. This wants to kind of lean out this way because it wants to fall. But
I'm okay. Yeah.
We're gonna miss all the great music. Not really. It's all Halloween music, by the way. So
why is that?
Because it's October.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do in October.
Yeah.
That's right. Christmas music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ooh, speaking of October, if I can, yes. I'm gonna plug something that has nothing to do with games or is not even related to the radio station whatsoever.
Plug away.
If you got Amazon Prime Video, man, I don't know if anybody's ever watched or listened to the Lore podcast, but it's a fantastic podcast. They've been around for a couple of years now, and now they have a series on Amazon. So, if you're a member of Amazon Prime Video, the 6-episode series just released this past
what
last
do they
night.
Talk about?
Last night, huh?
What do they talk about?
It all talks about folklore. Oh. So you'll get stuff. What was one of the ones? One of the ones last night was about changelings. It's an old thing about the fairies would come out and they would replace a person and then they would take a person back to their
fairyland
home or whatever. While meanwhile there was a person in their place, kind of like body snatchers type stuff. They talked about the it's called Lore, and while it does go into something like that where it's talking about fairies and vampires and things like that, it also talked about. And I'm forgetting his name, but he used to do frontal lobotomies.
The guy that developed it?
Well, no, there was a guy who did frontal lobotomies, and then this guy did a variation of it where he went in through the eye socket.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it talks about that.
One of the big podcasts I listened to, The Dollop, they actually had an episode about lobotomies. Mm. And they talked about that where this guy like developed this, you know, real quick, just pop, pop. You know,
right. It was like $25 per
person.
Yeah,
and he could like he's like trying to time himself to see like break my record. You know, speed run.
Yeah, exactly. No. He was so. He was well. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, crazy.
Just go watch the show. Either watch the show Lore on Amazon. If you don't have Amazon, it's a podcast, 70 some odd episodes called Lore, and you can just go and listen to it there. It's fantastic stuff. Loved it. Kirk is asking. It is Lore. There you go. So anyway, welcome to the show. I have not played a single thing with the exception of, the paper. I don't even call the paperclip thing a paperclip game. That's not a game, folks. I played Destiny 2. That is what I played. And if I can see if Lethal Migraine is in the chat room, he is not.
Oh, you can talk about it.
Let's get in our Destiny 2 chat very fast. So I played Destiny 2. The Iron Banner started this week. It is not much fun for me, but I'm still going to try and go through it.
Iron Banana.
Yeah, that's what they call them. It's Iron Banner, but people call it Banana. It's close much enough. Different than what Destiny 1's Iron Banner used to be. I saw that you were playing it a little bit, RJ.
Yeah, straight. I was trying to get parts.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm at the point now in Destiny 2 because I'm in the same boat as you are. I just played Destiny 2, trying to build up my characters to get equipment and build up my light level for the Nightfalls and Raids, which I haven't even attempted yet, by the way. But it's not much. There's not much left that I can do, really. It's just Iron Banner, Crucible, and that's pretty much it in terms of building my stuff up. And the fact that I have three characters, I think you're in the same boat too. You got three characters, so you got to do it like three times for each one. One for each, so you do it like three times over and over again.
I haven't even started my alts yet. Yeah, I'm just sticking with my warlock right now.
Yeah, the system basically is run through all the challenges for Iron Banner for each character. And then tomorrow I do it for the alt, and the third day I do it for the other alt. So at this point I've got like five packages I've opened up for in all the time that I've played. But and then I tried to do Trials of the Nine, which opened up Friday.
How did you try and do that? I wanted
to try, but then it said the message of there's not enough people.
You gotta have four people to play.
Yeah, but the description says fire teams 1 to 4 players.
Oh well.
So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, no, you gotta have four people to play that, and there's no matchmaking.
Or maybe that's the default thing. Fire team 1 to 4 players.
Probably
because it says 1 to 4. So
well, you gotta have four, and I would like to do that too.
Yeah.
So, and I know Josh, who's in the chat room right now, would like to do that as well. So maybe that's something we could look into. At least three of us, and then we just grab somebody else that wants to jump in there with us.
I want to say we have our clan benefits, or is that level 5 or 6?
We're at the benefits right now where we would get benefits from the trials.
Benefits
yes.
from being, okay, yeah. So it would behoove us to go in there and do that then.
We have benefits now. We're at level 5, and so we get benefits from
almost
trials.
Almost 6.
Huh?
We're almost at 6.
Are we almost? I haven't checked lately.
I think we're about 70% of the way.
Did we hit the level cap for the week as far as the
the weekly contribution thing, 5,000.
That's weekly per character, a weekly per there is a clan hard cap per week.
Okay. Okay.
The reason we never ran into it was because the levels to get to level 2 and 3 and that sort of thing were the cap, and so we'd hit the level and no problem. Mm. Yeah, we're at 100,000 XP for this week, and that is the limit.
Okay.
You can only go to 100,000 per week with the clan. 5,000 per clan member can go up there. So
yeah.
Don't know if you noticed, but we knocked out the Nightfall, so you can get a Nightfall clan Ingram to pick up.
Okay. From who? Which character?
Hawthorne is where you get him from.
Hawthorne. Yeah. Okay. I think I picked up some stuff from Hawthorne earlier, but that was from the. It was a clan XP thing, but that was a few days ago. Just recently.
I think we did it Wednesday night. We may have done it Tuesday night.
Okay, yeah, I probably picked that up then, because I've already seen Hawthorne twice this week. Okay.
Are you still on the fence on PC, or you decided not to?
I am not right now jumping on PC on this. No. I want to see what you guys do with it, and if it goes well, then maybe I will. But
I'm not sure I'm going to get it right now.
Why Battlefront?
Well, that, and also, I mean, multiple factors of, you know, number one, money is just, you know,
right.
It's coming tight.
Whoa.
All right.
Almost lost the chair.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, it would.
That's why we have video. Talking with Kevin and stuff like that, we're not sure, like, you know, how much, other people are going to be able to commit to it.
Right. Everything. See?
And so if, like, there's no one to play it with and we don't have four people, then, you know.
Yeah, what's the point?
You know, both of us are just like, I don't know if we want to.
I noticed something, I think, today that Destiny 2 was on sale through Newegg, I think, with a code to get it knocked down to, I don't know, $35, I think.
Hmm.
And I think that's almost with some of the DLC, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's base game. But
is that PlayStation or?
Yeah, it was PS4 and Xbox, yes. Not PC. Okay. But the. Their comparison was, they looked at Destiny 1 this time when Destiny 1 released, back when they released, and said that the drop in price for Destiny 2 was lower than what Destiny 1 was at this time when it released.
Huh.
So the price came down quicker for Destiny 2. And I don't know that that's because of sales. I don't know if that's because, you know, times are a lot different than it was 3 years ago.
True.
And where you drop prices at. I do not know. So... we'll see. Yeah.
One thing I see for the Newegg was 36.
I don't know. It was on Warriors. It was on Wario64's account on Twitter.
I think I see an article here where it was like Newegg's video game sale until the 19th of October with a code. Yeah, Destiny 2 is $36.
Yeah.
Fallout Game of the Year is $36, and Prey is $18.
That's
from Newegg.
Really good game. Really enjoyed that one.
Mm-hmm. Sound that way, the way y'all described it. Yeah, y'all had a good time with that one.
I'm still, like, I think I'm going to get Battlefront 2 on PlayStation, just so if there is that VR-capable, like, level or levels, whatever,
yeah.
Then, you know, I'll always have that option as opposed to, like, getting it on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, I was planning on picking up a couple of titles, you know, priorities, bills, and everything. But
yeah.
Cuphead was definitely one of the things I wanted to pick up on Steam.
I saw some streams of people playing it, and it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, also induced a lot of rage from folks as well. That was a good thing about it as well. It's funny to me how people are get so upset with the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like at our age, we played games that were so difficult and hard, you just keep plugging away. But a little adversity sends some folks over the edge nowadays, I guess.
Well, I don't think I'm going Destiny 2 on PC for right now. I'll see what you guys do with it, or if you guys do anything with it, and see where you land on it. Maybe it's a good time to jump into it when you get a Black Friday discount and jump into it on console if you want to. I can tell you this. It's not like Destiny 1, so if you want to catch up with this, it would be fairly easy to do.
All right.
That's true.
It seriously would be. I look at this now and The reason I don't want to run through my alts is because the reason I ran through alts before was because it provided more loot, it provided more gear, mm-hmm. and with the way you could infuse things, I could use stuff on other characters to infuse those things and bring them up if I didn't need it for that character. Weapons would be the only way I could do that right now. And I've got a load of weapons, and I need to go through and see, like, what are the better weapons to have so I can clean out my... And again, without perks on the weapons to chase, I'm still not on that treadmill, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. To get the gun that's got the next best thing on it. All guns have the same.
For me, it's all about that number, that light level, that the damage that it does. That's all it's about.
And
for
right now. And that's the reason I ran alts was because they would get me. I could run it once on one character, the raid, and then it was locked for the week for me. I couldn't run it again and get new stuff unless I used one of my alts.
Right.
And even if the stuff was good for my alt, maybe I got duplicates that I could send over to my other characters to infuse and get them up. Mm-hmm. I can't do that now because gear, as far as the armor side of things, is locked to your character. It is locked to that class. Put it that way. It's not locked to your character. It's locked to the class.
Yeah, there's been plenty of times when I've seen pieces of armor that I want to pick up, but I can't use because, well, it's exotic. You can't equip more than two exotics, mm-hmm. more than one exotic for each side. You can't have but one armor. You can't have but one exotic weapon equipped. So I wanted to get... There was this armor I had for my warlock, but I couldn't use it because of the sun braces I picked up near the first part of the game when it first came out.
Yeah.
So I'm like grinding over and over and over again trying to find armor, gauntlets to get rid of that and put the other the better armor on. So
well, I always save a purple. I always save a piece of legendary gear on each slot of my armor side. So in case I do get something that's exotic, I can take off my previous exotic that I'm wearing, put on the purple, and then do that. Yeah. Usually the purples are pretty much very close in level to what the exotics are. Some are not, some are.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a headpiece now that's like 304.
Okay.
And the purple that's just below it, I think, is at 302 maybe, or 30, maybe 304 as well. But
is that with or without the 5-point
that's with.
Increase?
With, that is with, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it took me a minute to realize how that 5-point doesn't matter when you have the infusion. You can if it says like 300, but you have a 5-point perk on there, it's actually 295. So if you got something that has over that, you can boost it up and get that.
Yeah.
The only thing that gets me really for grinding is the weaponry. I would love to have a primary kinetic exotic, but seems to be all the exotics I'm finding have this energy option on it. So I don't think the only ones I got are Sweet Business and the Vigilance Wing.
Okay.
I think those are only two kinetic.
Because they're exotics.
Exotics that I got.
Yeah, exotics have mods in them.
Yeah. Oh, and the Meta Multi-Tool. I would use it, but I'm not liking the look of it. And it doesn't have the perk that the Nameless Midnight has, the explosive impact round. So, yeah.
Which I do have I have a Nameless Midnight. Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's what I want. Obviously, 3 years in for Destiny 1, there was a nice, good chart that said, here's your, here's the best gun to have, here's the best pulse rifle to have for PvP, here's the best scout rifle to have for PvP, here's the, it was all the different, here's the best of these classes of weapons to have for either PvE or PvP. They had 3 years worth of research they could do. Plus, they had to incorporate, here's the best of the perks that come with these.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And there was a lot of different perks to go through to sort those out. I don't have to do that anymore. So I'm basically looking for a chart now that kind of tells me that. Here's the best ones to have as far as your legendary. Because it's one thing to build up your character to like the light level you need. But it's another thing to build them up to that same level, but carrying the weapons that you want to carry in day-to-day activities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm running with a horrible scout rifle at the moment.
Which one?
I can't remember the name of it. I think it came off of Iron Banner, but I prefer my multi-tool or Nameless Midnight or something like that. Nameless, I think, is a pulse.
Nameless Midnight is the scout rifle.
Is the scout, yeah. So, I mean, I've got...
Disrespectful Stare is a pulse rifle.
I have that one as well.
Call to Serve is a scout.
I do like the names.
Skyburner's Oath. I got Skyburner's Oath, and I'd love to use it, but it's fire energy instead of... kinetic.
You know you can change that.
Yeah, I don't have the part.
Yeah.
I don't have the mod for it.
With your mod,
yet.
You can change
it. Yeah,
that.
I don't have the mod for it yet.
It was really neat because we were doing the Nightfall this week, and the Nightfall has arc shields and solar, arc shields and void shields, but no solar. And I was running except my main heavy weapon. The only thing I had in void was like a sword, and I knew that wasn't going to help with boss fights or any other fights, really.
Unless you want to run up and get close.
Right, exactly. And you never want to do that. You never want to do that unless you fire off your super. That's the only time you want to really get close is with a super. But on... Oh, wait a second. Drunk Degenerate says you cannot change energy types on exotics.
Womp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he does say the Iron Banner Scout Rifle is hot garbage. That's where I got it from, the Iron Banner Scout Rifle.
I'm trying to remember the name of it because I think
I can't remember what it's called, but it was bad. But it was $2.99, and I'm like, ooh, this is good.
Infusion
I know,
fuel.
I wanted to throw a mod on it.
But you can't.
But I can't. Mm-hmm. Or at least I don't have a mod to throw on there so that I could bump it up a couple of levels.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But what was I going to say? I was running with a rocket launcher that had solar, and we were doing horrible. So I went in there, and I realized after we lost the round, after we lost one attempt at Nightfall, I was like, oh, wait, I can change the energy on this. And so I put a void or a arc on there, I can't remember, and still kept it at the same level, just changed its energy type, which was fantastic, and I was glad I could do that. And then we knocked it out. Nightfall's really easy to knock out this week.
Yeah. In my case, in terms of energy, it's not about... for me, anyway, it's not about the damage. It's just about having the right polarity, right energy signature at the right time. That's why I was carrying three Mita mini tools on each one. One for each energy type.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Then I found the hard light exotic, which is the reason I'm not able to use any other exotic, because the benefit of having one weapon that can switch at any time to whatever energy I want.
The hard light is good.
Yeah, so
they
so
brought
I
that. They brought that with them on the Nightfall raid mission that other night. Like, so we went in there and then we lost, and then we came back out and we're like, you know, we should switch up these weapons. They switched up theirs. I don't have hard light. And then we went back in there. Dude was taking out guys left and right, and I was like, whoa, what'd you switch to? He's like, I got hard light now, because it could change to the thing you needed. It's fantastic. We ripped through that Nightfall real easily, and it was great. So if you're playing Destiny 2, find some people to get up with and do the Nightfall. It is an easy one this week. You might not get it under the 5 minutes time. You might not do the prestige mode on it, but it is a easier run this week. So give it a shot. I don't want to talk too much about Destiny 2 because we always do, but it's just, you know, Iron Banner's out there. I'm glad you finished up your Crucible thing so that you could start earning stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, it helped, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It was a struggle to get through because I'm not really a first-person competitive player, but you know, I got used to it over time. This is the most. In fact, I don't think I did it at all for Destiny 1. Yeah. Not much. So then, in order to get new gear, it forced me.
You didn't really have to do it last time. You didn't have to do Crucible to do anything other than Iron Banner if you wanted to.
Even then,
you didn't have to, but it was another route to gain levels and increase your power.
Yeah.
Here, you still don't have to, but as scarce as it is to gain levels and power upgrades...
Yeah, I'm about to say, if you want to gain levels, you better...
You got to do all of
it.
Got to do all of it, which is why I'm trying to get into a Trials of the Nine thing. And I think, God willing, my internet works tomorrow. My internet for the past two Sundays has been crap, and I haven't been able to do anything. Ugh. I've been trying to... I tried to stream pinball that one weekend and do a raid, but I couldn't because the internet was horrible. The next week, last Sunday, I came into work early because we had the hurricane situation going on.
That's right.
And when I got home, I was all ready to do some more of that stuff. But I was going to watch some, you know, Netflix, whatever, some streaming first while I had some breakfast. Yeah. And... Internet was down. Wasn't working. So that got on my nerves, and it didn't get fixed until later. So I'm hoping my internet works tomorrow because I really want to try and do the raid tomorrow, go through it and learn it and get that off my chest.
Yeah, send me a message. I'll give it a shot for the first time.
I might do the Guided Games thing, or I might go through the Reddit Fire Teams thing. I'm not sure exactly. But if you go through Guided Games, you can have two people for a raid. If you go through Nightfall, you can only do one.
More.
So, but yeah, so we'll see about that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of In-Game Chat here in just a moment. Music again, we're always, every October we pick music from somewhat scary games, or at least something that has a horror theme to it of what, you know, whatever it may be. This week we're starting off with a game called Kholat. K-H-O-L-A-T.
Never heard of it.
Kholat. It's like a survival game out in the snow and the wilderness and stuff. It's kind of got some horror aspects to it, I think.
All right.
K-H-O-L-A-T. This is called Ghost Run. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music from Siren Blood Curse.
I've got that game. I never played it yet.
Yeah, all of the music from every episode in October will come from a horror-themed, scary game-type stuff. Mm-hmm. And I try to do different stuff. Like, I've used Silent Hill for God knows how long, so I'm trying to keep Silent Hill out of the rotation. I've used Resident Evil for so long, and I'm trying to keep Resident Evil out of the rotation. You know, get new things. We've got a track from Evil Within 2 coming up a little bit later on. So,
all right.
Yeah. Which that game came out yesterday.
Yeah, 13th.
Okay. Yeah,
Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Shadow of War came out this week. Anybody buy it? Nope. None of us. We're just not. Nope.
Shadow Man might be. Some music from that.
That's true.
Hmm. Trying to think of like some older school.
But yeah, the it was not something I was interested in. I mean, I am interested in it.
I think we've all. I mean, those of us who are going to get Shadow of Mordor decide that we're going to do like what we did with Shadow of.
Shadow of Mordor?
Yeah, okay.
Shadow of War, then Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We're going to do the same thing that we did. Just wait.
Think it's even worth a rental?
Possibly.
Shadow of War?
Yeah,
possibly. Is Shadow of War worth a rental? I don't think so.
Okay.
I would say just wait. If it's $5, that's about, you know,
only because I think it's kind of a grindy type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, even though you play through the story, there's still a lot of stuff that's going to grind your time to do more in it. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm thinking, rental's probably not a good idea with it. But, I kind of passed on that. And then you've got South Park coming out this week.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
That comes out on Tuesday. Destiny comes out the week following, I believe.
Something like that.
Let me look at my... Yeah, okay. So this Tuesday it's South Park. Next Tuesday it is Destiny and Wolf 2.
Yeah. 27th, right?
Yeah.
Which I do have.
Well, 24th is a Tuesday. Is it?
Why do I think 27th, man?
Well, because 27th is Mario Odyssey, Assassin's Creed Origins, and Stranger Things Season 2.
No. Oh.
I am looking forward to that.
So there's a lot of stuff. There's a whole lot of things that are coming out. So anyway. RJ, you know, I talked about what I played, which was Destiny. You played some Destiny. Did you play anything else? Did you jump any?
No.
Okay, nothing but Destiny.
Spent all the time I've spent grinding my alts for that game, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Matt, what about you?
Ghost Recon.
More and we're done. Thanks for watching, everybody. Yeah, it was great. Had a great show. It was fantastic. Look, Spigot's in the chat room. That's always great when Spigot's in the chat room. I like when he's there. Or at least maybe he'll call in, tell us about something that he's played. Maybe we can get an idea of what this guy has played. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
What have you played lately?
Well, I got hooked on Stardew Valley.
On the Switch?
On the Switch.
Yeah, man. I'm thinking about picking up that. I heard there was a bug in it. Like, there might be a save game bug in the thing.
The only thing I found out that, like, there's a bug is with the sound. Every now and then, it starts picking up static or just noise background, and it's definitely the game, and it's not the system. And I've had to restart the game and, you know, close out completely and to get it to stop.
Hmm.
But that's the only thing I've seen so far.
Yeah. I'll look at my bank account, and I'm like, you know what? I got enough money to get Stardew Valley. And then I think about it, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to get Stardew Valley on the Switch. Huh?
You need to.
Why?
Because it's portable Stardew Valley.
Well, what does that benefit you with?
I could use your Switch and play portable Stardew Valley.
No, I'm saying, how does it? I'm wondering how it benefits Matt, who doesn't have a Switch.
When I get your Switch.
You're not getting my Switch. You ain't getting my Switch. You're trying to get my SNES Classic.
I think I'm good. I modified my.
You have a Raspberry Pi, don't you?
I do have a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
Actually, let me reframe about what I played. We'll go back to that after the. Because I forgot. I've been playing a little bit of stuff.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
Okay, Chris. Well, you've been doing the Stardew Valley thing, so that's good. I've considered it. I'm mulling it over, man.
It's a great game.
Yeah, yeah, I also got hooked on that new. What was it? The other one you mentioned that came out. SteamWorld Dig 2, I've got that as well, and I'm hooked on both of those.
Hmm.
Which ones were they again? I'm sorry, I was answering the phone.
SteamWorld Dig 2 and.
Oh, I've thought about that.
Yeah, that one's fun.
SteamWorld Dig 2, I've thought about more than any of the others. Like, there's been Golf Story. And there's been Stardew Valley, maybe a little Axiom Verge, even though I have it on PC. I really liked Axiom Verge. But out of all of those, SteamWorld Dig 2 is really, really, like, throwing up the flags of, like, ooh, this looks like something you really like. So
nice and addicting, huh?
Yeah, it looks like something I might enjoy. More than because I played Stardew on PC. I played Axiom Verge. I haven't played Golf Story, but, you know, between it and SteamWorld Dig 2, I look at that and I'm like, I think I would like SteamWorld Dig 2. But all right, Chris, we got some other calls coming in. I appreciate you calling us every single weekend like you do, and I hope you have a great weekend, man.
All right, same to y'all. See
Take
you.
Care.
Take care.
Who do we have on that line that you answered?
That's Joshua talking about Warframe.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, hey. So, Warframe.
Yes.
I know you guys have been playing Destiny 2 a lot. Love it. But Warframe just came out with Flames of Eidolon.
I've heard good things about Warframe. I've heard tons of good things about Warframe. Yeah. I've heard people telling me I should be playing Warframe instead of Destiny 2.
I would play Warframe myself, but I am so far behind that game. It is going to take forever for me to catch up, man. It really is.
Yeah, they've done a lot to kind of cut down on some of the grinding, but it still pretty much need one of the XP boosters, which are pretty cheap these days.
Yeah, I talked to the development team behind Warframe. They were at PAX, and they
which
were showing.
PAX?
They were at PAX West.
Okay,
this recent PAX in Seattle, and they were showing off a new game of theirs, and it's called the Amazing Eternals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard about that, but yeah. So
I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll kind of be standard DE fashion, where like it starts off a little rough and then gets better as time goes on.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of a quick breakdown of Flames of Eidolon. It's pretty much, if you understand how the tower works in Destiny, of course, it starts off like that, and then it branches out into its own open world that holds like 50 players.
I've heard, I've heard really good things. And I know a lot of people who actually do play Warframe. They talk about, or at least I see them online and they're playing Warframe. You're playing it on PS4 or are you playing on PC?
No, I'm playing on PC.
Okay.
Planes of Eidolon doesn't come out for a little while on PS4.
Is that a free content download?
Yeah, totally free. 100%. I would say 110%, yeah. Actually.
Hmm. Have you spent any money in Warframe?
Actually, I haven't spent a dime. My wife, on the other hand, has spent about $20, but it was for a frame that she didn't want to bother grinding for because she just loved how it looked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's most of the stuff you buy there is cosmetic things. So. Mm-hmm. That you don't have to, which is amazing how they make money, and I guess cosmetics is enough to drive
some people
to drive the development of the game even further because they're making money off of that. But yeah, it amazes me how that works, because I when you give me a game for free, I do everything I can in my power to never pay any money to you.
Yeah. Because well, it's the like, nice thing is,
all right, thanks for the game.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You were saying the nice thing about it was.
The great thing about it is you can get the premium currency without spending a dime. What you do is there are certain special items that you trade for the in-game currency, and the only way to get the in-game currency is either to earn it. The only way it enters the economy is to buy it. So you've got your earners and you've got your buyers, and they kind of play off of each other. And that's how you can get a lot of platinum, which is the premium currency, without having to actually spend a dime.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a bad trading transfer rate either.
I may open up that Pandora's box one day, and I may regret it. not because it's a bad game, but because of whatever kind of time sink it might be into my life. But yeah, each week that I log into Destiny 2 and then log off either disappointed or just like, all right, well, I got to wait till next week. I look at other people playing Warframe, I'm like, you know, might as well give that a shot. Let's see how that goes. I know one day I'm just going to click on it to play it, and that'll either be the end of something and the beginning of something new, or it'll just be, yep, not interested, something like that. Who knows? But yeah. Hey, where are you calling from, Josh?
I'm actually in my car. I'm on my way headed.
No, are you in town, back, or are you calling out of town?
Yeah, I'm here in Montgomery right now.
All right, cool.
I live up in Wetumpka.
All right, cool. Because our next caller's over in Canada. So,
just, oh, wow.
Yeah, just that's why I always ask where people are calling from in case they're not locally here. So, but man, I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you listening.
All right, real quick, hit me up on Steam. I believe I'm in the in-game chat group, Vera Fortis. And if you ever jump into Warframe, let me know.
What's your name again on Steam?
Vera Fortis, VIRFORTIS. And I don't mind other people hearing that either.
VIRFORTIS.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I got
it
that
just
right.
Happened. It was a thing that happened when I was younger. I've been playing games since I was like 12.
Oh, I'll check it. I'll check and see if I got you on my. I don't think I've got you on my list, but I'll add you in there. I'm throwing your name in the chat room just so I'll have it for record later. All right, man.
Yeah,
thanks.
Check
it.
Us out on Steam
say,
also. Like all
he's in
us.
Our Steam group.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's in our Steam group.
Yeah.
So just next time you're in there, just shoot me a friend's request because you'll remember it better than I'll. Than
same
I'll,
with any of us.
Yeah, just shoot us a friend request on Steam.
Sure.
And I'll try and remember to add you when I get back home tonight. So, all right, man. Take care.
Take care. Y'all have a good day.
All right.
You too,
bye.
Now.
Hey, Brock.
Hey there.
It's Brock.
Yes, it is Brock. Spin
and
it.
I can't hear him.
You can't? Oh, that's right.
The sexy sounds of his
go
voice.
Go get the headphones and plug them in and then just do the one ear thing if you want to.
I think
to.
I'm going
to
do that.
Yeah, just go do that.
Some questions.
Brock, is there any way that you can hang on through the next break? Because we've only got about 6 more minutes until we hit the top of the hour.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay. Let me, or you can call back if you want to. That's up to you. I'm gonna throw you on hold real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll come back to you. If you feel like hanging up and want to call back, that's fine too. So hold on.
There's no adapter.
Oh no, there's another pair of headphones over there.
Oh, not these headphones?
Yeah, there's another pair of he's got an adapter. Okay. Maybe it works, I don't know. See if it works. This is something we should do in between the break. But
like have the stream ready?
Well, there's that too.
I'm telling you, man, pro level preparation.
You shut up, Matt.
All right. I will shut up.
Can you hear is everything cool? You got everything? Is it not coming through?
I don't hear anything.
Really?
Oh wait, yeah.
It's got to be that connector thing.
It's the connector.
We'll get you out a better thing. We'll
now I got it now.
Yeah,
I just got to wiggle the wire.
We'll get you some better headphones.
Gotta wiggle
up.
It just a little bit.
Didn't need that at all.
Oh, you
really didn't need any of that.
You don't like me serenading?
No, not at all. just a couple of news items to go over here. There was a big blow up about loot boxes over the week. A couple of storefronts saying that they're going to blatantly point out when games come with loot boxes, just like Shadow of War comes with loot boxes now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people up in arms in that. The beta for Star Wars Battlefront 2 threw down a lot
of... They were talking about that.
Yeah, threw down a lot of people...
Shade?
No, it got a lot of people angry about it because of the loot mm-hmm. box situation yeah. in that.
Some people saying that, you know, pay to play.
Well, yeah,
or
there was
pay to win.
Pay to win.
Yeah. The example somebody gave was that they put in like 15 hours on their Republic Commando, and he's currently at level 3. But this other guy, this other character that I've got, is like level 15 after some really lucky drops with the loot boxes. And wow,
whoa,
okay, we have light
suddenly.
Interesting. Weird. Okay. I don't remember that ever being that bright, but that is bright.
Me neither.
So anyway. Yeah, so there's a whole loot box thing, and somebody said that the ESRB should point out as well the whole loot box thing, and the ESRB says that it doesn't see loot boxes as any kind of gambling thing. They don't look at it as gambling. Mm. But I don't know. I don't really sit on any kind of... When we were talking with Josh, and he said if a game offers it things for free, I try as best I can not to spend any more money than what I spend.
Right.
And it goes the same way, with the exception of DLC. I will pay for DLC.
But that's different, especially if you're getting like story content.
Right, yeah. I'll pay for DLC, but as far as paying extra in a game to get chances for more loot or something like that, I never go that route. I've never bought a lick of silver for Destiny or Destiny 2, and I never will. Because I do not... Your emotes.
You already bought the game.
Yeah, your emotes will never do anything to sway me to want to actually spend real money to make my in-game character do something ridiculous.
Like dance like Thriller.
People are to each their own. Yeah. It's your money, and you can spend it the way you want to spend it. That's all the thing.
Yeah.
I'm saying for me, I try never to spend any money.
Yeah.
Than I've already spent on a game. I never try to go in there.
I think the thing that's getting folks about loot boxes is, you know, like you said, you can't get all this stuff by playing the game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think people are starting to
very
notice, like,
slowly.
Yeah, that's the thing. When Josh called and talked about Warframe, I thought about Warframe as one of those games where you can grind it and it's passable. You can deal with that. But lately, the newer games that have come out, you notice how glacial pace at which it takes to grind for stuff.
Yeah,
and try to like I said a while back, forced impatience to get you to. Get you to pay for any DLC that you want there.
If it's a single player thing, I don't necessarily mind, because like a Ghost Recon,
mm-hmm.
Or if it's like single or co-opable, I don't mind this kind of thing. Because like Ghost Recon, mm-hmm. You can go in and pay money to unlock, you know, the weapons and the skins and the outfits,
right?
Or you could find them in the game,
mm-hmm.
and it takes longer to find them in the game than it does if you just were to buy all the stuff.
But at no point did you feel it was impossible, did you?
No, I didn't feel it was possible. Yeah. Plus, I don't mind that because it's me. I'm the only one affected. I'm not playing against another person. I'm playing against the computer, or I'm playing mm-hmm. with somebody.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, that level of effect is very minimal. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it's a PvP, then someone who could just, you know, quickly just like throw down, here's some money, let me just buy all this stuff, have, you know, really, really, really good gear and really, really good, you know, stuff to play with while I'm sitting there trying to grind, that affects me negatively because, you know, I'm not throwing down the money and they are paying to win.
Something else I thought about, maybe I don't play enough grinding games, but when's the last time you saw like a double XP weekend? Or something like that. Yeah. I know there's some in Destiny. Like
you see,
Destiny has a little bit of it.
Yeah. Destiny's really never had a double XP weekend.
Well, it says some like the one perk that I saw was like for this week, the first three levels are
you get that every,
up like
yeah,
that.
You get
yeah,
that every
get that
week.
But yeah, but I'm thinking something like that, like a double XP weekend. Was the last time you saw one?
Call
of those?
Call of Duty does those a lot.
Okay,
Call of Duty would do double XP weekends. I remember City of Heroes would do double XP weekends.
Yeah,
how long ago was City of Heroes?
I mean, but that's a long time ago.
I'm talking about something recently. So Call of Duty.
Still done. Call of Duty did it. What was the other one? Titanfall has done it before. God, there's another multiplayer game that's like, hey, it's double XP weekend, and I can't remember. Maybe I'm thinking of Overwatch or Hearthstone or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Not Team Fortress 2. But there's been some incentives for people to play, but
I mean, like, correct me if I'm wrong, as someone out there in chat, but I'd love to see that in, like, Street Fighter V, because the pace at which you earn fight money in that game, I mean, there's little challenges and whatnot, but trying to play in versus mode where you only get, like, 50 units of fight money for every win, nothing for a loss. I mean, I remember times when you got, like, more for win and a little bit for a loss, but there's, like, you get nothing for a loss. So the glacial pace I was talking about. So I'd love to see a double XP in that game. If it's happened, I haven't seen it, but like I said, correct me if I'm wrong in the chat room.
I'm trying to see if there's anything I can bring up real quick. First review for Super Mario Odyssey came out from Edge Magazine. Got a 10 out of 10.
Oh,
no
good.
No surprise there. Hmm. Oculus has dropped the price of their VR and controller bundle to $400.
Okay.
That is now the base price
for
an Oculus with the touch controllers, $400.
So, see, that's about price of a PSVR.
It is, and you get a lot. It's a lot.
A lot more games supported.
There's a lot more games supported, and it is a lot better looking VR than what you get off of PSVR.
Like resolution and everything?
Yeah, because you're playing through your computer. Yeah. You know, and there's a bunch of stuff available for you that isn't on PSVR. A lot of stuff available for you on Oculus. Save up, man. Save up.
I know.
We're going to go to a break here, and when we come back, we will talk with Brock, who is patiently waiting on the phone.
Yes.
We'll get him on the phone, talk to him about what he's been playing or about whatever he wants to talk about. You can do that too, by the way. Give us a call at 334-272-9228. Yes, Matt.
I'm going to try and convince him to send us some Tim Hortons.
From Canada?
Yeah, why not?
What is he going to send from Tim Hortons?
Donuts.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought Tim Hortons was like a coffee thing.
Yeah, they do donuts. And
sending us donuts from Canada.
Why not?
It's not going to work.
Don't hold me back.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Oh, they can be shipped.
They can. It's just
I don't know if they'll be edible, but they can be shipped.
Very good. Yeah, that's my whole thing. Anyway, we'll be back with more of In-Game Chat and Matt's random ramblings in just a little bit. Here's music from Dead Island. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm going to bring Brock in real quick. Could you... Any idea what music that was, Brock?
That you're just playing there?
Yes.
It's something spooky, but I couldn't figure out what it is.
It's from a game called Rule of Rose.
Oh, yeah. I think I did actually think about that for a second, but I figured that was pretty much of a deep cut. So I've got that game.
I wouldn't. That's kind of why I wanted to ask you.
I think I've only played it about 5 minutes, though. So
because that feels like something that would have turned the spigot.
Yep.
I miss that feature. I always tell you that when we talk
to you. Some year I will get around to writing.
Some year, exactly. Some year. We move from someday or, you know, maybe next month or maybe in a couple of months. Nah, some year I will return to write one. Cuphead would have been a good one.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know. That's a little too well known.
It might be a little bit more well known, yeah. SteamWorld Dig 2, have you played that?
I was just about to say, I just finished it yesterday.
Oh, wow.
That's what, Switch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I was looking, like, so there was a couple of indie titles on Switch. There was Stardew Valley, Golf Story, SteamWorld Dig 2, and Axiom Verge that I was like, which one of these do I want? And I was watching videos, I played Axiom Verge.
Yeah,
and honestly, if you don't have it on PC, and you've only got a Switch, pick it up, because Axiom Verge is awesome.
Yeah, I've got that on PC.
Yeah.
You bought it for me, actually.
So I probably did. Stardew Valley, sure. I bought it for you as well, man. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I gift those things as much as I can because I love... When I find something great, it's like, here, play this. You're going to love it.
Stardew Valley on the Switch through the break there.
Stardew Valley, I played on PC, and it really never sunk its hooks into me, but I'm still, for whatever reason, I'm still captivated by it and want to buy it on the Switch.
I put about 80 hours into it on the PC, mm-hmm. and I've ever since I bought my Switch, I've been waiting for them to release it on the Switch.
Yeah.
It's the perfect game for having on the go. Like, you know, it's great because, you know, play on TV, you know, go take it up to bed, whatever, you know, sit around the couch while you're waiting to have the break finish on the radio.
it seems like a perfect platform for that game.
Yeah. It's just nice little bite size. You know, each day takes about like 10 minutes or so to go through.
I thought it was about 20.
Yeah, 10, 20.
Yeah, around. Yeah, but still. Yeah, it's not long at all. It's,
Well, it was, so I'm going through these, and I'm like, well, I've already played Axiom Verge. I played Stardew Valley, and it didn't really hook me, but I kind of want it on the Switch. And then I looked at Golf Story, and it was giving me a very Stardew Valley vibe. And then I looked at SteamWorld Dig 2, and I was like, this seems exactly like something I'd enjoy.
I think SteamWorld Dig would be a little more up your alley.
Yeah.
You know, you like the more action-y Metroidvania-type.
Right, and that's what it's. That's the kind of.
I mean, you played the first one, right?
I never did. No, I didn't.
Oh, you never did. Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, because it's basically the first one, only bigger. So.
Well, what have you played lately? That's in your little obscure closet of things.
I was about to say, basically everything you've listed just there. That's basically been what I've been playing over the last little while. Golf Story, Stardew Valley.
So a lot of Nintendo Switch.
My Switch has gotten a lot of use over the last month or so.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
The people have used their Switch more in the first, 8 months than probably they have
the entire time
they've owned a Wii U.
Yep. Yeah, because it's basically been that, and then I'm still tinkering away on Breath of the Wild. So, you know, haven't finished that yet, but I'm still...
I've had Breath of the Wild since launch, and I still haven't started it.
Oh, really?
I've gotten the four beasts done.
Yep.
There's some stuff I still want to do. Like, I haven't found all the photos, you know,
the
memories.
Yeah, I haven't seen those.
So I want to do all the side quests before, you know, I beat it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've been trying to take the Master Sword, but I keep dying whenever I try, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you know how to? Or what you need to do for it?
Well, don't you have to have a lot of, health?
Yeah, you have to have, 13 hearts.
Oh, 13. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not quite there yet.
So, yeah, I've been playing on my Wii U, and, you know, I put it down for a little bit, so I want to get back into that, because it was a fun game.
Yeah, the only thing, what did I play? I played Mario and Rabbids on the way to PAX.
Oh, that's a great game,
That's
too.
A fantastic game, man. That is a great game. And then I played Sonic Mania on Switch as well.
Yep, that's also a good one on the Switch, too. Perfect platform for it.
What else? Okay, so you've played the Switch games. Anything on PC that you've dipped your toe into?
Actually, this afternoon I just played through a game. It came out in the latest Humble Monthly Bundle called Scanner Somber. That's what it's called. It's neat. Like it's basically like you're wearing a set of VR goggles. You're in a cave, and you have a little scanner tool, and you sort of shoot out laser dots, and that kind of maps the environment that you're in. And so you basically can, you know, you sort of spray around the cave, and then you sort of can see from where the dots have landed, and depending on how much you sort of paint things, the thicker it gets. And then there's more tools you can get as you go through, but you're basically trying to walk through this giant cave, and there's spooky stuff happening. You don't really fight anything. It's a bit of a, you know, walking simulator type thing.
Yeah.
But it's pretty neat, and it's pretty, I mean, I think it'd be one of those things if you had VR, you've got a PC VR rig, don't you?
PC VR, yeah.
Like an Oculus or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because they do have a VR mode on it.
Interesting.
And I think it's one of those things that'd be pretty trippy to try in VR.
I was going to ask you on, where was it? Humble Bundle. What do you think about that whole thing? Hi, by the way, for those who don't know, the whole thing is that IGN, which I've never really considered much of a great place to go visit to get my gaming news.
Mm-hmm.
At a time, man, that was their thing. They were the thing to go get, like, not just gaming news, but like pop culture stuff. Yeah. They were like TMZ for teens. And it was a thing, but then there were so many people who just outdid them, so just a whole lot better than that. Anyway, they bought Humble Bundle.
Yeah, I just read that this morning.
Yeah, I think it was Nate who posted the link. I was inside a movie and I saw the thing come up saying that blah 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 has bought Humble Bundle, and then my next comment was, I wonder how much of it went to charity. How much IGN divided it up to go to charity.
All the way to charity.
Yeah, well, I always do. Every time I buy from Humble Bundle, it all goes to charity. I don't give it to the developers because the publishers, decided to put them up there so they knew what they were getting into. I guess I should give a dollar or two to the Humble folks. Maybe it would have kept them from selling off. but I would always...
All your fault.
Yeah,
all
I would always go directly to charity. Everything that I bought from them was going straight to charity. So, but I don't know about this. What do you think?
I don't tend to buy a lot. Well, actually, I do buy a chunk of games. I get the monthly bundle from them, but they're not. They haven't replaced Steam as my sort of default online store yet. I don't know. I think it's one of those things. Let's wait and see. If they continue business as usual, and you know, if this maybe helps them to open up either a stay in business or open up the gates to maybe other publishers and better deals or something like that, I'm all for that. But if it starts to get, like, I don't know if you saw that bundle they had recently with Shadow of War in it.
Yeah, I saw that. There was nothing there that I wanted, because other than paying pretty much outright the cost of Shadow of War.
Yeah, like a shirt or something?
No, you got Shadow of War for, like, I don't know, what was the price? $47, $50?
Or was it more than that?
Or was it more than that? I think it was more than that, but you got like a ton of games, but most of the games that they were offering I already had.
Through other bundles?
Well, just from buying it, because they were old enough. Yeah. I can't remember what they were, but looking through it, I was like, so I'm going to spend this much money on this game and still get maybe one or two games from it that I don't have, but also doesn't look like I'll ever play. Not that that's ever stopped me before from buying a game. Just looking like it's not something I'm going to play. So
yeah, it wasn't... I mean, that's the thing. Like, if it just gets to be, you know, we're going to put some essential pre-orders for games with a few extra games bundled in with them that you probably already have through the 18,000 other bundles they've put out, you know, that's not a great thing. If they keep up, you know, just putting either really good deals on games or throwing out neat little gems that, you know, you probably would have passed over otherwise, then, you know, I'm happy with that. You know, I'm never going to complain. For more, you know, games that slip under the radar that get a bigger audience. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a wait and see thing. I mean, I don't have strong feelings against IGN, but they're definitely not a site that I frequent at all. Like, it's just, they're just kind of there in the background.
Yeah.
And I don't visit them unless something happens. Someone has to put a link somewhere to say, hey, check out this story or review.
You don't seek them out.
You know, I will, you know, talk to me in about 2 or 3 months once they've run out a few more monthly bundles, and we'll see what the quality's like on those. And if it's gone up, great. If it's gone down, I'll complain.
Have you dipped your toe into Heat Signature yet?
Oh yeah. That's a lovely little game.
I thought you would.
Oh yeah, the day it came out, I saw that and I'm like, ooh, and I played that for like a good probably week solid after. Still have lots to do in it, but yeah, no, that's a crazy little game.
I'm trying to find a game that I just installed. It was a game that I saw at the Microsoft event from last year, and I totally forgot the name. And when I was at PAX this year, I visited the same company, and they had cards there for free games, and that was one of the games.
Was that DropMix by any chance? No. I think I'd asked you to pick up a card for me at PAX for DropMix.
For what was it called?
Have you heard about DropMix by the Harmonix guys?
No.
It's a card game. Like, it's an actual physical game, but it uses cards, and you sort of plop them into this weird little gizmo, and it reads them, and then it starts playing music, and you make all sorts of mixes. They actually, at PAX, they had a card that had the original Transformers theme song.
Ah!
Oh, really?
I saw the setup for that.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that, because it had the Autobots insignia, like, on a projector, shined up to the back of their booth, and I honestly thought it was another one of those Transformers CCG games that are free-to-play app things.
No, that's why I was like, Scott, go pick one of those things up for me.
But that sucks.
Yeah.
So that's
coming out pretty soon.
You gotta hit me up on those while I'm there.
Yeah, I think it was like the day before PAX started, and you probably were like dark on Twitter for a couple of days. So
it can be hard sometimes to get through there. Anyway, it's a game by... Oh, now I'm forgetting the... It's the same people who made... now I'm drawing a blank there.
What's the game kind of like?
So it's kind of an 8-bit sort of thing, but it's a duel. It's like an old Western duel game, and it's 8-bits. And each of you has 10 characters to press on your controller, and the first person to finish the string fires first.
Oh, is that called Western Press by any chance?
Western Press, that's it! Yeah. I knew it. Yeah. I knew talking to him, he would know exactly what it was.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here scrolling through my game list on Steam through my app on my phone, trying to be like, where's it at? Yeah, it would have taken me forever, because it starts at the A's. It'd have been forever before I got to the W's to get Western Press.
And how many games do you have in your library?
Too many. Never enough, really.
700 something?
Never enough. It's never
enough. Oh, only 700? Okay.
Yeah, come talk to me when you hit 4 digits, buddy. Western Press was one, and I thought, that's a really cool game. I mean, it's two-player all the way, but it's really cool, really fun.
Yeah, I played a bit of that with the sort of the solo training mode.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it, because it gets pretty hard. There's some crazy button presses you have to do near the later stages.
That seems like something that would be great on a Switch.
That would be. Yeah, each person gets the controllers. It has to...
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. That's the name of that company is Super... it's like Super Crazy Games or Super Something Games. I can't remember what it's called, but they did another game called... You play as Big Brother, basically.
Is it the Orwell guy?
Orwell, yeah. I was thinking Oxenfree, and I'm like, no, it's not Oxenfree.
That's a different game altogether.
Yeah, but it's Orwell, exactly.
Orwell's great, too.
Yep. And they've got another one coming out that I'm totally drawing a blank on again. But you play the stock market. The Invisible Hand.
Yeah, I think I'm just catching up on some of the older episodes of IGC here, and I remember you talking about that actually a couple weeks back.
So. Yep, they've got the Invisible Hand, and then they've got a VR title where you play as a blind person.
Interesting.
Yep, who gets echolocation, kind of like Daredevil, and so you... you have a virtual walking stick in your hand, and you can smash it up against things, and it'll...
Yeah, game I was telling you about earlier, that Scanner Somber, that's what I thought when I started to play it. I thought maybe it was that game you've been talking about, but it's not VR. There is a VR component, but it's not. But it's sort of that same sort of thing. It's pitch black aside from whatever you spray with. Did you ever play Unfinished Swan?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I can see it's sort of like that, except that was... Everything was white, and you just sprayed everything with paint, so...
is there anything coming out that you're looking forward to?
Etrian Odyssey 5 on the DS.
No idea.
It's a great little dungeon crawler, but you have to map everything. You draw your own maps on the bottom screen of the DS.
So oh, wow.
I've been playing through the series, and I just love it. I will get Mario at some point. I don't know if I'll be getting it the day it comes out, just because I already have a pile of other stuff to work through.
See, I'm getting it the day it comes out. I've already got it ordered over.
Oh, that's what it is, because I've got Assassin's Creed Origins pre-ordered.
Ooh.
See, so here's my plan, and maybe you've seen me write about this, or I know I've talked about it a few times. Look, Nintendo rarely makes a drop on their prices of games.
Yep.
They are stingy about that, and I'm totally fine with it. It's fine. Do what you want to do. That's whatever. That's up to you. It's your games, and your stuff's still going to be making money, and okay, fine. They also don't necessarily charge as large a price as AAA titles do on the other systems. Like, sometimes you can get it for, Rabbids was, what, $50? $40?
It was about 50-ish.
Yeah? It wasn't the $60 tag is that I'm used to paying for it.
Odyssey, at least up here, looking at it digitally on the eShop, it's the full $70.
Well, see, that's the other thing. I bought it from Best Buy, and I get the Gamers Club discount, which drops it a little bit. So, anyway, my whole thought on this is that Nintendo rarely drops prices, so I might as well get it when it releases, because it's really not going to come down by the time that I'm going to want to play that. Mm-hmm. The other games that I'm looking at, like Shadow of War, and South Park, and Assassin's Creed,
those will drop.
Wolfenstein 2, which I'm already getting because I already got
one
of those.
You already bought that,
though. Yeah, I already got one of those fell off the back of the truck deals. Like CD keys, offering for like $28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I grabbed it, and that was 6 months ago when I picked that up. But Mario's not going to drop. It's a Nintendo title, so go ahead and pick that up. But hold off on the other things, because Black Friday is coming up, in 2-3 weeks after the release.
We don't get... We don't get Black Friday deals.
Right, yeah.
We do get the deals now because we've jumped on board that train up here. But they're, at least for video games, I've not seen them be as crazy as they are down there. So,
right. And this is the reason I'm holding off.
Like $10 off or something like that.
Because the price that you're paying right now for Assassin's Creed Origins, I'll be able to pay for the complete set, like DLC included.
Yeah.
The price of the base game right now will be the price of what it is with DLC for like half a day on Black Friday.
Yeah, I splurged for the gold digital version, the stupidly expensive one, just because it's Assassin's Creed.
I'm tempted to buy the South Park Collector's Edition from Best Buy because it comes with a steelbook.
Nice.
That's how horrible I am as
your
a person.
Your addiction?
Yeah. That's how much my addiction controls me.
Wow.
That bad.
Yeah.
That I would pay $70 for a game on console when I would rather have it on PC, although I think for a game like South Park, it probably doesn't matter.
It probably won't matter.
Right, exactly. And so, just to have a steelbook to go with it. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I'll be waiting for that.
You like steelbooks, have at it, man. Yeah.
I love me some steelbooks. I picked up Baby Driver this week on a steelbook.
I haven't seen it yet.
Lovely movie.
Yeah, it is a lovely movie. And the last couple of weeks, what did I pick up? I got Baby Driver. I got Wonder Woman on steelbook. They did a release with Alex Ross's art. It was Alex Ross's art, and it was on a set of, I think, 7 different steelbooks for the classic Universal Monsters. So Dracula, Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, The Mummy, The Invisible Man, and The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Mm-hmm. They were all steelbooks, and they all had Alex Ross art on the front of them.
It wasn't Francavilla?
Huh?
It wasn't Francisco Francavilla? He does a lot of the art for that.
No. This was a commission thing that Alex Ross did. So it's all Alex Ross's work, and I really love his work, so I grabbed those as well.
Nice.
What else did I pick up? I got the Transformers movie.
I'm sorry.
Because there's a steelbook.
Not worth it.
Yeah, I picked it up.
Poor thing.
The final, by the way, what am I trying to say here?
Cupcake.
No.
I'm at a loss then.
Good God.
Frontier.
No, Adam West. Adam West's final role as Batman releases on Tuesday.
I thought it was that cartoon that they did.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, is it not already out?
No. That was the first one. They did another one. Recorded his voice before he had died. And it was Batman versus Two-Face. But it's in the same style as
the Batman.
The Return 66? Of the Cape. Yeah, the Return of the Cape Crusaders. That was done by the animation team. That comes out. That comes out on Tuesday. Best Buy is the exclusive on the Steelbook for that one. Normally it's Target, but this one it's Best Buy. So, just any other Steelbook people out there, there you go. So yeah, Steelbook junkie.
I have to look at that classic Monsters one, with Alex Ross.
Oh man, yeah, it's fantastic.
Is it a set or?
No, you got to buy them individually. You can find a set online somewhere, but you can buy them individually. They're still at most stores when I go there.
Okay.
So yeah, what was the other one that I picked up? Spider-Man also comes out this Tuesday as well.
Oh.
And it's got a Steelbook as well. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
I love my Steelbooks. All right, well, Brock, we appreciate you calling in. And what are you gonna do? What are you looking to play this week?
Probably just Stardew Valley. And then more Stardew Valley.
How does it actually? I mean, how does it play on the?
Oh, it plays great. I mean, I played with a controller on the PC, and so the controls are pretty much the same.
How does it now? Are you when you play it on your Switch? Are you playing it in portable form? Or are you playing it on TV?
Both. I play. The nice thing is, like I'm sitting here in my back room. I just have it on the portable.
So what do you? How do you prefer now when you play it on the portable? Do you play it? Like a tablet thing where it sits somewhere and you've got the controller wired to it, or do you play it in that handheld mode?
Yeah, no, I'm playing it with at least when I'm playing it on the actual system or like portable, I have the Joy-Cons attached, so it's basically like a big.
Okay. So it's a big handheld. How do the controls translate that way?
Oh, they're fine. It's pretty much. I mean, I have the Pro controller for when I'm playing on the TV, but I actually kind of like. I found this in Golf Story, I think, maybe because it's that sort of 16-bit pixel art sort of thing.
Yeah.
I kind of like to play them portable because I just think it's a little easier to read. And it feels fine to have the controller. Sometimes I'll set it up on a stand and, pop off the Joy-Cons and just kind of play it that way. But it sort of depends on where I'm sitting and if I have the space to prop up the unit, so I don't have to hold
yeah,
it.
I was curious how it would translate as far as
same
in
here
in the handheld mode type of thing. Do you see where dude's making another game and setting it in the same like setting it on the same planet as Stardew Valley?
No,
oh, yeah, some sort of like Witch Academy or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
like I haven't looked into it too much just because I.
Yeah, it's like set on the same. Like, there's no connection whatsoever, or at least that we know of yet.
Same world.
Yeah, same world. I don't want to reveal too much at this point, but I'm thinking of approaching my next game with a similar mindset to Stardew Valley. Take a style of game that was never fully realized and carry on the tradition in my own weird way. Has opened up a little bit about his plans for his next game. Something mysterious is set on the same planet as Stardew, but is not a sequel.
Interesting.
I mean, that allow you know, I think that's a great idea because then it allows to connect things if he wants to.
Yep, you have little nods to Stardew.
Right, yeah. And you've got it, you're set within that context to be able to do it, so.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. We appreciate hearing from you, once every few months. We'd like to hear from you more.
Have a free moment. I'll give you guys a shout.
Well, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, talk to you later.
Take care now.
Have a great one.
Have a good one.
If you'd like to get in, we've got one more segment to go. Give us a call, 334-272-9228. We love talking to people who are, just playing their games, doing whatever, and trying new things, especially games that we don't normally try. Stardew Valley is something Chris has been playing on his Switch. And I totally forgot to ask him how he was playing his to see how the controls translated or whatnot. So, I don't know. I might pull the trigger. I feel like I'm going to regret it if I do.
I don't know.
Because I did have fun with it, but it didn't hook me like it hooked a lot of people. It was a lot like Bastion for me.
Yeah.
People were raving about Bastion, and I finally played it, and I said, it's not bad. I don't get the gushing over the thing.
You don't have an option to try before you buy, do you?
What, I have it on PC.
Okay. Well.
So you already got
an idea of how.
So then
how you feel
why?
About it.
Yeah, exactly. Why pick it up? I don't know, man. I don't know because everybody else is doing it, and I am easily swayed by peer pressure.
Look, I'm sorry. It sounds like the same thing with me in Final Fantasy. I gave it a shot. It didn't do it. I haven't looked back since. I tried it. Gave it another shot, but I couldn't do it, so I left it alone.
What'll likely happen? I'm telling you this right now. What'll likely happen is the night before I fly to San Antonio for PAX West, I'm gonna download it.
PAX South?
PAX South, yeah. I think of Texas as the West, PAX West.
Well, technically it
exactly.
is.
You think of Wild West, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I think of PAX West.
That's why I just need to call it Pexus.
Pexus, yeah. Mm. All right, we'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. Here is music from Little Nightmares, a game I really should play. It's called Lure of the Maw. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Any idea what this music might have been from? Hmm. Any guesses?
No.
Something classic or modern?
I say classic in the sense that it is a PS1, PS1 title. And I want to say it was on the Dreamcast, too, but I can't remember.
Alone in the Dark?
No.
Good guess, though.
I wouldn't have known it either, but... Clock Tower.
Oh.
Heard of it, never played it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's just simply titled Scissor Man.
I'm trying to remember the cover. Yeah, the big shears. The big oversized shears, yeah.
This was basically the chase music, I'm guessing, so.
Yeah, like that dude, like the lady from Akame ga Kill. Yeah, one of her weapons was a huge, huge shears like that, yeah.
Yeah, Evil Within 2 will be our next track as we go out of the show. So what do we have left to go over here? We talked what?
So my Raspberry Pi, right?
Yes, you wanted to talk about that. Yeah.
I put RetroPie on it.
Right.
And started throwing in like some of my ROMs and everything.
Right. This is exactly how you should be doing it, honestly.
Yeah, and so that's why I don't think I need the, because I got like several hundred Super NES. I got some NES, some Sega Genesis, TurboGrafx-16. I even threw in a couple of PlayStation 1 games on there.
Yeah.
So like Pocket Fighter and Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo.
Test Friendships.
Yeah. Great, great games. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there for a second. I got that, and I've been playing that a little bit. And going back through... Last of Us on PS4.
Okay.
Remastered.
Really good. I just got to Fall. Mm-hmm. So I'm in Colorado right now.
I always had the game, but just never had a desire to play it again. Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like I'm just playing it for the story, really. I mean, the multiplayer I was never going to touch in that. But
I'm not really. That's one I haven't really thought about going back into. I've watched some Let's Plays of it, and I do like to show it off whenever it's, But the way I show it off is I send somebody to a video of it. So I'm like, here, just watch the opening. Just watch the opening. And, yeah.
As far as I remember, that game doesn't have multiple endings anyway, does it?
No,
yeah, it's just one
just
ending.
The
so,
one
yeah.
story.
So, yeah, there's no real reason to go through that again.
Well, I mean, do you watch movies more than once?
Movies don't last as long as Last of Us, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's, to me, that's what I don't mind. I know what's going to happen for the most part, although it's been several years since I played it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm still revisiting that story.
For me, it's a time thing. Like, I understand that whole I understand that whole situation, because I have gone back and played through, like, some of the Batman games. Mm-hmm. But that was like you're in a drought of nothing going on. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, that way, with the Batman games, you could take action differently. I guess in a way you kind of can with this, too. But, yeah.
Yeah, there's different ways to play any type of game if you want to go back and redo it and that sort of thing. Last of Us, though, there is no... This goes the same with Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these games that had any kind of profound impact on me, which Last of Us and Walking Dead both did, and by profound I mean like nearly brought me to tears, if not some did, I don't want to go back and replicate that. Not because I don't want to feel that way again, but because I can never feel that way again.
As much as you did the first time?
Right. It's like watching Fight Club. I'll never be able to watch that in a sense of never knowing how it ends.
Or Usual Suspects or
Sixth Sense or any of those. Yeah, exactly. I'll never be able to watch that again without knowing how it ends. I've done multiple views of Fight Club, and it's fun to do that because once you know what happens, it's fun to see all the little hints as you go through it. Yeah. You're not going to get that through a game like Last of Us because it doesn't have that kind of a twist or anything like that. It's very direct and forward, and Last of Us is very fun to talk about as like a character study.
Did you ever replay Uncharted?
No.
So you've only done just one playthrough of all the Uncharted games. You've never gone back?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
I never did that. Well, I mean, they're kind of a one and done for me.
Yeah.
As far as any kind of a story is concerned, I think the only thing I went back and tried to... Well, the only thing I've gone back and replayed, I replayed Batman, you know, at least once.
Mm-hmm.
Dead Space for me is another one like that. One time you're done. Each one, 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, it's rare.
Although, didn't you have to go back through Dead Space 2 to get that foam gun?
Yeah, to get the pew, bang. Yeah, yeah. But those are the reason to go back for reason to play through again. Like
it's rare for me to do it on video games. They are a big time investment for the most part, much more than a movie is.
Yeah.
And while I guess the same rule applies, I have plenty of other movies I could watch, so why am I watching something I've already seen? I don't think it matters there. I've got plenty of games I should be playing. Why am I replaying something that I've already played?
The backlog.
You know, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. For games, it's never been that way with me. It's never been... I've never had the desire to start a brand new game. Not to say I started brand new, but start a brand new playthrough of a game. Depending on what that game is, obviously. But... I'm trying to think.
Unless it was like remade or something, like Resident Evil. I've played it before, but I never played the remake.
Remakes can be a little bit different because visually you're seeing something new.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Burnout, but when I think of Burnout Paradise, and people think, "Oh, he loves Burnout. Mm-hmm. He probably replayed that." No. I don't have to. I
think in your case, you replay a game for like leaderboard type.
I'll totally do that on leaderboards, like pinball games and stuff like that. I have bought it on a new system and tried to play through it. Like I had Burnout Paradise on Xbox One or Xbox 360, and then I bought it for PS3 and started going through that, but I never got as far as I did on the Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. Same with PC. I got it on PC and I tried going through it, but I never got as far as I did on Xbox 360. Mainly because there's so much to do that I don't... And I hated the time trials. I hate time trials. Mm-hmm. But that's part of getting 100% in those games is doing the time trials.
Yeah.
The burning lap is what they called it. And I don't like those.
I mean, a restart. I mean, many times you got to restart on those things.
Oh, God, I don't like those at all.
You hit a bump or you miss a drift just wrong or something like
man.
That. Yeah. You got to be perfect.
Yep, you really do.
Like Batman, those Riddler things with the Batmobile.
Those were the worst.
Yeah, so, see, and I did Batman twice.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to do that part twice. To get the extra. Once you had cleared out Riddler's stuff, you're done. You don't have to do that in any of your new game plus. Yeah, you never had to redo any of that.
I remember distinctly.
Oh, good, because I was thinking about new game plusing it.
Yeah. So. Go for it. You don't have to do any of the Riddler stuff ever again.
Yeah, I remember not having the patience to do Riddler stuff, really. Because I was playing Batman for the story more than anything else.
Yeah.
That cuts down the time, actually.
I bet it does.
Because you don't have to backtrack and go back to Riddler's lair and do all that other stuff. You don't have to do any of that anymore. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. It's, I don't know. I don't do a lot of that. I really don't. I really don't do a lot of that.
Especially in the case, like I said, if it's pure story-based, you know, why go through it again? Unless there's something, like some benefit to it.
I want to replay Firewatch. Just, you know, I did it one time. I want to redo it. You know, that way I'm like, you know, like you said with Fight Club, if, you know, pick up, you know, oh, hey, you know, I missed this the first time. Or, you know, see how, since I know how it plays out. So I want to go back and, you know, replay that.
It's a choice-based game, though, isn't it?
A little.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking of, like, Until Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Choices in that game can change the thing drastically. See, that's in that something. One. That's something I'll play again.
Yeah. Cause
but that's more like a choose-your-own-adventure.
It is. Yeah. Which is why you can go back through and do different selections to get to different things.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So there's a game called Stories, The Path of Destinies.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Or the path of destiny. Stories, the path of destiny, or paths of destiny. I don't know.
Just call it Stories.
Anyway, it's called Stories. It's got like 24 different endings.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is in the same vein as kind of Until Dawn, just not centric on certain actions. You play a segment of the game, and then you've got either choice A or choice B with what you're going to do, and then you go to you go and play another segment depending on that choice, and you've got a choice A or choice B. You do that four times, and then you get to your ending. And then you go and play back through, and it's like, hey, you took this choice last time, why not go this way? So when you go that way, it doesn't unlock, once you go the opposite direction, it doesn't unlock the same choices at the end of that level. You've got two different choices that are brand new because you picked a different way to go. Okay. And so once you go through there, but it highlights the fact that, look, here's what you did last time. You can do something else different.
So it tells you that you made.
Yeah, okay. It tells you the path that you've already been, and then you can. But there's so many, so it's like I would have to play through that thing basically 24 times, maybe more, because I picked choice A the first time, and it took me to a thing that had choice C and D. You know.
Yeah.
If I choose path B, it doesn't take me to C and D again. It takes me to E and F. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I would have to pick, like, the first choice of each one. Then when I go back and play, I'd split it and pick B, and then pick the first choice of each one after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back and do it and pick the second choice of each one after that after I choose B. So there's a lot of playing that you would have to do to get through that thing. But it's fantastic. And I will tell you, it is extremely worth the money you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You get a whole lot of time out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Catherine,
never played it, but
yeah,
I think I have it because I think it was on sale on a. I think I got it on a.
You probably got it.
Gold, Games with Gold.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Catherine is another one like that. You got multiple choices depending on the choices you make throughout the story modes of the puzzle element. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you got that as well. So if you got multiple endings, yeah, you can play through it again. But if it's just that one ending and one and done, not likely to go back in there again.
Just seeing if there's anything else to talk about before we hit the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Laidlaw has left BioWare.
He state was
does not state why.
Hmm.
He just said, my time at BioWare is done. See you guys in the future type thing. Not really given much of a thing. He worked on a lot of the Dragon Age series games.
Yeah.
And he was creative director for Dragon Age and a designer on Mass Effect. And he is now no longer with BioWare.
Hmm.
Titanfall team, what is their name of their? Respawn.
Yeah.
They're working on a VR game that was announced. Oculus Connect or Direct or whatever it was this past week. So kind of like Oculus's is not an E3, but you know.
About to say it sounds like a con or just a meeting.
Not a con, just a presentation.
Yeah, presentation.
For Oculus VR stuff. Nintendo registered a mini Game Boy trademark. I don't know that they're going to do that. This is interesting. I'm totally.
See, that's why I said, like, you know, previously about, you know, instead of doing the N64, doing the Game Boy Classic.
I'm totally into the NES Classic. I'm totally into the SNES Classic. I would have no interest outside of just completing the set of a Game Boy Classic.
You don't want to play it?
I never owned a Game Boy.
Oh, I did.
Never the in my life.
You said
the classic clunky, nasty, green screened.
You said Game Boy. You said mini Game Boy?
That's what it said, yeah. It says mini.
I don't think it needs to get any smaller.
I know. Well, it doesn't matter, just as long as you can plug an HDMI cable and then sit it in your TV.
Okay.
Oh, wait. An earlier version of this story stated that they filed trademark red classic mini Game Boy. That was incorrect. It's just a new Japanese trademark for the Game Boy has been filed in Japan. NintendoSwitch.com reports that a trademark was recently discovered. It's been tweeted out by a Japanese trademark bot. The trademark was filed on September 15th and included an image of a Game Boy.
The only Game Boy I had was the Game Boy Advance.
It doesn't...
It's a good
clamp,
one.
The clamshell, yeah.
The SP.
Yeah.
It doesn't specify the name on the trademark, but it covers a variety of home video game console programs, as well as programs for smartphones, smartphone cases, smartphone covers, as well as key holders, necklaces, and watches. Some of the trademarks could be to protect the Nintendo Classic Mini Game Boy brand, or they could simply be to protect the Game Boy brand full stop. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that we're going to see one, but even if we do, it is just not because I never experienced it.
Yeah.
Which you would think, well, this is perfect. This is why you should get one, so you can experience what a Game Boy had. I don't think so.
I think that's more, that system in specific would be more for nostalgia than first time.
Yeah.
I think I only had one game on that thing. I think it was Super Ghouls and Ghosts. I played on that.
I played the Mario Land 2. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had the Final Fantasy Legends. I mean, I had a lot of Game Boy games, actually.
Well, I think that is going to wrap it up for us, and I appreciate everybody who joined us in the chat room, as well as everybody who listened on the stream and even called us. We had Josh call, we had Chris call, we had Brock call. Thank you guys for calling in.
Good calls today.
Yeah. You can grab us each week on iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We really appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net. You can join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. You can subscribe to us on Twitch. If you're on Steam, like Josh is, you can join our Steam group. You can join our Xbox group. You can join our PlayStation group. We're all over the place. You guys have fun. Have a great weekend or have a great week. And then we will see you next Saturday. Leaving you with music from Evil Within 2. It's called The Artist's... It's a lot of S's. The Artist's Domain.
No, you need to say it like Cobra Commander would.
Pro level. I'm telling you, folks.
That?
You know how he always, Cobra Commander, always accentuates his S's.
Yeah, I could do Daffy. Well, whatever. Here it is. We'll see you next week.